I mean, gosh, the first, I don't know how many episodes I listened to of the Little Fatty cast with Larry Vader and Big Fatty, I just thought, what the hell is this crap? Probably that's what some people think today when they tune into Big Fatty Online. What the hell is this crap? It's ridiculous. But after a while, once you get to know the characters, the people, a bit of their story, you know, you kind of get into it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
What the hell is this crap?
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1197 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 29th of August, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show, y'all. We have got voice letters, and y'all, I've got all kinds of stuff to tell you about Las Vegas. Yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely. Hello, rubbers. Big Fatty, what the hell? Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are rubbers today, because y'all, if you were living in Charleston, you need to have your rubbers on, because y'all, it has been, y'all, it's been flooding. Y'all, it's been raining cats and dogs, all day long, y'all, and downtown Charleston, y'all, there was 4 feet of water, and that is no exaggeration, y'all. The weather rat has been, y'all, he's been like a little kid on Christmas Eve, y'all. He just, you know, he's so excited. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you, Charleston, you know, Charleston is at sea level, and y'all, so when it rains and when it really pours, y'all, places just flood, and all the roads around the coal mine were all flooded today. In fact, it was so flooded around the coal mine, y'all, I couldn't even leave to go have me some lunch. Thank goodness that there was a group that had come in to have lunch, and y'all, so many of them couldn't make it. There was plenty for Big Fatty to chow down on. Big Fatty, you are lucky. You're just lucky. And y'all, I'm telling you, it was just, and y'all, they're saying that this all started with that hurricane Isaac. That is heading towards New Orleans. Y'all, you know, it's going down there because the gays are having the Southern Decadence, and it's you know, we're blaming on the gays again. But, y'all, we're going to keep our fingers crossed for all of you down there. I know Migo Man, the Raging Cajun. I don't know if he still listens or not, but I know we've got listeners over there in Red Stick and all down there. I don't know if Jeremiah is, Phoenix Dave is over there in Red Stick. Y'all, I don't know why it's Phoenix Dave and he's in Red Stick, but anyway. I don't know if Jeremiah's still down there along the Gulf Coast, and I'm sure there are others that is just slipping my mind. Big Fatty, what else is new? Something slipping your mind? But y'all, it's a gully washer, today. It's a frog choker. But y'all, in fact, the rat is on right now. And y'all, I'm telling you, he may have a little Woody in his, but Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about the weather rat's Woody. But what was I saying? Big Fatty, how if we know? So busy day in the coal mine nonetheless. Big Fatty got a package in that he was expecting. But y'all, I had ordered me a new pair of the Nasty Pig, jeans, which have the leather, or I guess it's kind of neoprene or it's kind of that thing in the crotch area and accents on the back pockets. Y'all, I had ordered they had the closeout on them. They had a pair of 34s. Y'all, they're regular $150 reduced to $29.99. So y'all, I ordered a pair of 34s, and y'all, they're too big. big, fatty. You're tiny. You're just tiny. And y'all, because you know, I went ahead and got the 34s because you know the Nasty Pig clothing runs a little small, and I thought, well, maybe I'll luck up and it'll run a little smaller than normal. But y'all, no such luck. No such luck. So y'all, I'll put it aside for the. for the horror silent auction next year. Y'all, the weather rat is showing us pictures of cars and trucks driving downtown in the flooded streets and everything. And y'all, there was one of somebody crazy. Y'all, they're just crazy. They were water skiing behind on the streets behind a truck. And, y'all, there was enough water for them to water ski in the streets. Big Fatty, that's unbelievable! Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 29th of August, y'all, it is a celebration of exiting the birth canal. From one of the hosts over there at the PNS Explosion, y'all, it is Noah. It is Noah Powell's exiting of the birth canal. So, y'all, if you see him on the Twitter or on the Face Space, y'all send him a little birthday greeting to tell him, Big Friday reminded me today was your birthday. Because, y'all, he don't listen. He don't listen. But, y'all, I have met Noah. Y'all, he's just as cute as a button. Y'all, he's a big old tall drink of water. In fact, I may, if I can remember, y'all, I may put, Miss Lauren did some artwork of Noah, getting caught underneath Big Fatty's kilt, when he was up there, during the International Mr. Leather weekend. Several years ago, and y'all, he was just horrified. He was just horrified. Big Fatty, if being horrified, do you think there'll be cake?
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Fat, it's Bacon. I am listening to Cream Puffs and Cocktails. And they just confirmed that Wendy is going to Vegas. And I just wanted to put an alert out there to Gary in Albuquerque and Faye Driver not to let her near, and Melissa, if Melissa's driving, not to let her near their cars, because everything I've ever heard about her and cars has not been good. Just saying.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that's the one and only Miss Kathy Bacon. And y'all, speaking of cars, y'all, I've just received notice that she listened to Big Fatty's Drunky Cast for Monday before she went to work, and y'all, it was so potent that she was pulled over for DUI. Big Fatty! But I think this is sage advice, Miss Bacon, sage advice for Melissa the Confused and for Gary from Albuquerque. I think he's from Phoenix. And the Faye driver, you know, who'll be driving the Pride 48 shuttle. And yes, Big Fatty, thank you for calling, Miss Bacon. It's been far too long.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Ouija. Hey, at Pride 48 this year on Friday in the room, in the pod suite, we're going to be having a underwear party. So I want to make sure that you are there and in your underwear. There'll be a couple judges. It'll be a turnip head, country boy Wolf, myself, and we'll be judging people on a couple of different areas. And that areas are Mr. Briefs, Mr. Jot, Mr. Overall Package, and boxers, and then we have Miss Panties. So get your panties on. Join us, okay? Okay. Have a good one.
Big Freddy, I may be touching myself inappropriately after listening to him. Y'all, that is the one and only Ouija who is going to be out there at the Pride 48. And Ouija, I have heard about this underpants party, and I think it's lovely. I do have a couple of questions. Number one, what if I'm incontinent and I need to wear my Depends? Does that count as underpants? And number two, Big Freddy, don't say underpants. And number two, normally, Ouija, I don't wear underpants, so, Big Freddy, you could wear those that your balls hang out of that you got at Crema. Oh, I hadn't thought about that. I think that's a lovely idea. Yeah, gotcha, y'all. On Monday night at 8 p.m. in the evening Eastern, y'all, we had the penultimate State of the Station little show. And, y'all, it has already been posted over at pride48.com. And you can get to that by going over to the BFO. And just click on pride48.com. And, y'all, so you can listen to it over there. But, y'all, I'm just going to give you a couple of... couple of the highlights from the little show. Y'all, there are a couple, if you're going to be in Vegas, there are a couple of new events. You heard Ouija talking about one of them. The Underpants Party is going to be Friday the 14th at 11 p.m. in the evening in the podcasting suite. And y'all will be listening to the Out of Vegas little shows while that's all going on up in there. And that's Friday evening. All are welcome. You don't feel like you have to come if you're not comfortable with that sort of situation. But, you know, there are those who like a little scandalousness. Y'all, if you're coming early on the 12th of September, y'all, there's going to be a gathering, a supper. There's going to be a supper gathering. Now, of course, all of these things are on your own for price and everything. But anyway, at 5 p.m. Las Vegas time on that Wednesday, people are going to meet down in the Luxor bar. And y'all, then the group's going to walk over to the New York, so nice they named it twice, resort. And y'all, they're going to some sort of Mexican restaurant called Gonzales y Gonzales. Y'all, I looked at the menu today, and it looks quite tasty. But y'all, if you're interested in attending that Wednesday night meal, they're going to make a reservation. So you need to let Nessa or Gavin know about this. Okay, and Gavin is over at the Stick It With a Poke little show. And Nessa, you can get at Nessa@pride48.com and let them know that you're interested in coming and attending that so that they can get the reservation made up. Now, y'all, we also need a couple of more people to get the group rate for the Tournament of Kings special rate on that Thursday evening at 8:30 p.m. in the evening over at the Excalibur. And y'all, there's plenty of people going to see the Zumanity show over at New York Sunday night at 10 p.m. in the evening. But y'all, and if you still want a t-shirt, y'all, go over and see if you can sweet talk that Joey Bukkake. I don't know if you'll be able to do it or not, but y'all, it's worth a try. Yes, Big Freddy, the time is getting away from us. And y'all, I also want to remind everyone that the very final State of the Station is going to be on Monday, the 10th of September. Also, y'all, the classes for the Pride 48 have been scheduled. And y'all, if you want to sign up for one of the classes, you go over there to Pride 48 and there's a sign-up form over there. Big Fatty, you're just full of information today. And so there you have it. Y'all, there was some twitties today from over there in the Ark. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I saw twitties today from the Vaj. Yo, yo, yo. And from old Digger. The funniest one. I guess it came in around, I don't know. It was close to 8 a.m. in the morning here in the only time zone that matters. Maybe it was about 7 a.m. in the morning. I don't know what time it was. But, y'all, you know, they're about 5 hours, 4 or 5 hours ahead of us. And, y'all, they're in Edinburgh. They're in Edinburgh, Scotland, up there near Steve and the Uck, y'all. And y'all, they were gonna, the Vaj, yo, yo, yo! Y'all, she was being a sloth. She was asking old Digger, can we take the later shuttle into town because I haven't even brushed my teeth yet. Y'all, can you just imagine? Can you imagine how long it takes to hose her down? Much less brush the teethies and all. But y'all, evidently it is the cruise of a lifetime with Gooch. I have not heard the first thing about conscience. I'm still worried. Still worried about conscience, but evidently T. Wickles is a delight to be around. But that it's good to hear a little tweet here and there. And y'all, I understand the water in the bidet is cold to the touch. Big fatty, please. So anyway, y'all, I want to just take a moment here. Excuse me, and get serious. You know, Big Fatty didn't do that very often, but y'all, you know, my straight boyfriend, excuse me, my domestic straight boyfriend, Phil, out there in Oregon, I had mentioned several weeks ago that his wife was in hospice, and she was not expected to live much longer. And y'all, I received an e-letter on Tuesday, from Phil, saying that she had passed away on Monday evening. And so y'all, just keep him in your thoughts. I don't know that Phil is on the Face Space or the Twitty or anything like that, but y'all just keep him in your thoughts. He's a member of our podcasting family, and y'all, he'll be going through a tough time as he starts a new era of in his life. And as I told him, I said, now is the time to remember. You know, don't remember the times of suffering and all here at the end, but remember the good times that the two of y'all shared together, and know that there are people out here that care greatly about you. And even though we've never met y'all, I know that we can all take a moment and just keep Phil in your thoughts, if you will. And Big Fatty would certainly appreciate that. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I don't really have anything else. Y'all, I do. Getting back to Pride 48 for just a second, y'all. I've seen some of the packaging for the Dick, I see. For the Big Fatty action, you know, the Heroes of Podcasting action figure. And for the Donna Sugars box for the Heroes of Podcasting action figure. And y'all, they're lovely. They're just lovely. And y'all, it's going to come together nicely. So, and y'all, one last thing. If you donate to Pride 48 over there at the website, y'all make sure, and some of you didn't do this now, but make sure you put the order of the items you want, you want to win. The Nexus tablet, the Flesh Jack, the Big Fatty action figure, or the Donna Sugars action figure. And if you forgot to do that, e-letter, that Daniel Bieber. What do you think of that, Scotty, huh?
What the hell is this crap?
Oh, well, it's a raffle that's going on for Pride 48.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.